The podcast that you're about to enjoy is part of the Low Tree Studios podcast network. To enjoy more great podcasts like this one, visit lowtreestudios.com.
From Low Tree Studios, this is the Difference Between Us podcast, where the four of us have honest conversations about random topics. My name is Jason Galbraith, and joining me is David Modell.
What up?
Mindy Galbraith.
Hello.
And the inspiration behind the creation of this show, Stephanie Modell.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, family. Welcome in and welcome back on this Tuesday evening. Recap, we had a Jesse Vaz and the Velvet Rain or the Velvet Rain gig this weekend, which I did see a little bit of it.
I did too.
I was in the middle of my gig and Mindy said they're streaming, and I think I was at the end of it. I tried to catch it, and that was when there was a break, unfortunately. But I did catch it later on. I looked at it on Facebook.
And I caught the first half.
Nice. So thanks for doing that. How'd it go? Did you have fun? How was the setup? It looked like it was packed. Was Mike pleasant? That's three questions, by the way. Was Mike pleasantly surprised?
Mike was pleasantly surprised. It went very well. It was a lot of fun. It was definitely packed.
Good.
Yeah.
You got to say what Mike said. What did he say about it?
That we were the highest grossing band that's ever played there?
Yep.
Oh.
Of course.
Yeah.
I was like, yes. Heck yeah.
Duh.
Record breaking.
Yeah. So that was exciting. That was a goal we were reaching for. So, and you know, it was good for him. It was good for us. So got some money to go towards the album.
Yeah. That's cool. You guys are going to throw an album together. That's awesome.
Yeah. That's what Jesse's saying. There's a recording studio that he has become friends with. You know, Jesse Vaz is super friendly. So made some good friends, and we've recorded there once, kind of a rough draft, and then we're going to do the album there, I believe. So,
well, guess what? When we get those songs, we've got to feature them on this show.
Yeah.
Be really cool if Jesse could come and be a guest, or even like maybe even perform a little bit. He did that with Jason and Mindy, and it worked out really, really good. It was awesome. So
that'd be great. Yeah, that'd be awesome.
Maybe you could sing your song or something. We'll figure something like that out. But especially when the songs come out, we want to make sure we feature them and share them on our channel.
Yeah. Do you have Dirty Till It's Clean?
I do, but I don't have the mastered version. I just have the version the scratch version that I recorded to.
Oh, okay. I'll try and get that to you.
I might have it still somewhere. I'd have to find the file somewhere.
Thanks.
And to tell you the truth, I don't even know if he used my drums or not. I really don't know. I never heard anything back. I just sent them and Mark never got back to me. I don't know if he used Mark for the recording or what, but yeah, it doesn't matter to me. I'm happy that the song will come out and everything, but
How was your guys' weekend? What did you do? You had a show as well, right, sir?
Yes, I played. So I'm in a band called The Blueprints. It's kind of a rock cover band, but we play probably about 10 to 12 originals. We sprinkle them into the set. He's a great songwriter. I tell you what, he reminds me a lot of Jesse, a more southern, harder rock version of Jesse, but very similar to him. And he's a super cool dude, the lead singer. I really like him a lot. But the band is kind of brand new. I played with them. I filled in for them last year and then they lost their drummer. So he called me and asked me if I wanted to be the permanent drummer of the band. So I agreed to fill in for a little while. Well, when I showed up for the first gig, the bass player was brand new too. They had just lost their bass player. So we're essentially a brand new band. And then two gigs in, we lost the guitar player.
Oh, wow.
He left. Man. So we just auditioned kind of a guitar player at the gig, and then a keyboard player was there and wants to be a part of the band too. So it's rapidly changing to something completely different than what it was. And, but yeah, the gig was fun. It's been a little rough with just the three of us. You know, we've been doing some experimental stuff, but hopefully that changes relatively soon. We're going to rehearse this weekend with the new guitar player and keep it rolling. But I really do like the band. I'm having a great time with them. Really, really good group of guys. And I love the songs we play. So yeah, I'm having fun.
Cool. That's awesome. You're doing that. But is anybody looking for these people?
Yeah.
If you lost them, Is anybody looking for these people?
No, they're all on milk cartons at Publix right now. Yeah, so nobody's found them. They're gone.
Search party.
Sounds like a dangerous band.
Blueprint search party.
Yeah. I know. I'm hoping I don't drop into that portal. You know what I mean?
Right.
Which one is it?
The terrorist.
So that's,
is it Lily?
Yeah, it's Lily.
Why do you call her a terrorist?
Because now our podcast.
The terror, man. Fitz has a toy and she just terrorizes him for it. She wants the toy.
Stop.
So she's literally terrorizing Fitz, who's perfect in every way.
Well, that's, you know, what, when I was in kindergarten, that's what the young girls did to me. They used to terrorize me, and I knew I knew that they liked me. That's how I knew that they liked me.
Yeah. Mm. They get along pretty well. I think, I mean, they're play fighting, but just too loud for
podcasts. For
this professional podcast.
Yeah. Yeah. Speaking of professional, we were talking to you guys about it, but we'll share it with the listener. We got new lighting and we've been trying to mess around. We're trying to make improvements every single time, which we've done some really cool stuff, but yeah, the lighting, we don't know what we're doing. So, you did give us a great tip though. We turned the light a little bit and it helped quite a bit. So who knows how dark we are, but yeah, we're working.
Both of them on and face them against the wall like that, or up at the ceiling, kind of away from your face. It'll light the room really nice, I think.
Yeah.
Diffuses the light a little bit. Creates backlighting a little bit too, which kind of looks nice.
Yeah, I like the background the way it looks. It looks very, very podfessional.
On Jason and Mindy podcast, you'll have to look. We also did something else behind me.
It's an illusion.
It worked.
Yeah. Well, let's
type green screen.
No, well, look, you go have to check it out, and we don't want to bring people to, you know, break the fourth wall too much, but behind Mindy is a door to the garage. So we put a curtain there to pretend it's not, and it looks pretty good.
It looks like a window.
Sweet. Yeah, it looks pretty
good. Oh, nice. Okay.
Anything else to report from the weekend?
No, I don't think so.
You guys did the Badger podcast as well.
Yeah, on Friday we did. Yeah, that was fun. That was great. We missed a couple badgers, but
good conversation for sure.
It's called the Honey Badger Podcast, right?
Correct.
If people want to
correct, okay. Yeah, and it's doing well on YouTube. It's one of the better podcasts on YouTube. The full length version, I mean. A lot of people watch the full length version of it, so. But it's fun, man. I had a great time. Those guys are killing it. You know, the Badgers are doing a great job being on the podcast. You never know what you're going to get, you know, but I'm really surprised by Steve. I gave him some props. He's really good at podcasting. He's very well spoken and I think he's doing a great job. So it's really fun. I encourage our listeners to check out the Honey Badger podcast,
did?
What did he do?
Oh, Steve got up during the break of our show or before the show and plugged your podcast for the whole bar on the microphone.
Oh my God.
Wow. Yeah,
I'm looking around. I'm like, who's talking on the microphone? And Steve's like, we got a podcast called the Honey Badgers. Check us out. I'm like, get off. Get. I'm going to kick you out.
I love that though.
I was outside for that.
Yeah. I was like, bro, you can't talk. Turn the mic off. Yeah. So he's there, guys. Fun. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, I'm glad because, you know, it is fun. I really do. I wish we could do it more. It's really that fun. I have a good time, but we can hardly link our all six of our schedules up, but it's a good show. So David has the things to ponder. So we're going to start to ponder it. Once I find the music.
Are you pondering what I'm pondering?
That's a good one. It's short. I like it.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, get it started.
All right. So things to ponder. First one, I have two. We don't necessarily need to do two. I can save one for another time, but I got two just in case. So first one, have you ever thought how many prophets of ancient times, so-called prophets, would be in mental institutions today?
Yeah,
I've never pondered that, but you're absolutely right. They're a bunch of wackos.
I mean, today, yeah. if someone was like, oh yeah, I can turn water into wine and do all, the person would be considered crazy until they showed they can do it, obviously. But, you know, all that stuff, like this person is like, I spoke to God, and there was a burning bush, and then he gave me these tablets. You'd be like, get out of here.
Where are the cuffs?
What drugs are you on?
Yeah.
Now, David, when they were talking, see, I think you got it wrong. When they were talking about a burning bush, they were talking about syphilis at the time, I think.
Yes. Yeah, that's true. Yeah. 100%.
Lost in translation there.
What do you think? What do you think, babe?
Yeah. Outside the box thinkers, right, are usually looked at as crazy until it's true, right? A lot of people thought the earth was flat. And somebody's like, no, it's not. And they thought that person was crazy, you know, and then it switches around. Mm-hmm. So it's interesting to think of. Who do you guys think of when you hear that?
Well, I want to talk about the earth is flat. There are still people who think that. There's one guy that I watch on, he does reels. I think it's either Facebook or YouTube. And what he'll do is he'll show a flat earther trying to prove that it's flat earth. And then he'll come in and rebuttal it right afterwards. And it's pretty funny. But so I think they still exist, but I can't, you know, I think David makes a good point. I can't pinpoint anyone in particular, but the Bible is one of those, right? I mean, the stuff that you hear in the Bible, you go, this is the stuff of superheroes. Some of it, you know? And I know there's some of them are they're fables there. I don't know that people really parted the sea, but if a person did, that's pretty remarkable. Never seen it. It's kind of like the UFO discussion we had with the honey badgers. Never really seen one, but I guess I should believe it. I don't know. But no one individual comes to mind for me, maybe Nostradamus. I don't know. But what about you, Mindy? Someone
that's the only thing I could think of too, is the Bible. Like that's why I could really never get into it, because the stories in the Bible are just so far fetched that I'm like, nah, they're all crazy.
Nah, dog.
Not to throw shade at the Bible. Of course.
No, I'm not. I am not totally, but I'm just talking strictly about the stories. It's like, yeah. What? Who was smoking Mary J?
Yeah. No. Yeah. Never met that guy that could do that thing. But hey, I guess I didn't need that story to believe in Jesus. You know, I didn't need that part.
Almost every religion or every little thing has something about some prophet, Muhammad, and different ones, right?
Aztec calendar.
They all had that kind of a prophet thing. Where have they all gone? Why don't we have that anymore? They just disappeared, or are they all in mental?
Well, there's cult leaders. Those people exist and people believe them.
That's true. What's the drink the Kool-Aid, right? That's an origin story right there. You know, people say, oh, you drank the Kool-Aid. You know what they're talking about, right?
And they all died.
No. Drink the Kool-Aid is, isn't there a second half to the saying, Jason?
No, it is legit from that cult where they all drank Kool-Aid laced with some kind of, I don't know, cyanide. I don't know what it is. I can look it up. They committed group suicide because of a cult leader said to do it. I don't know. We'll look it up. We'll actually get more information on that. That'll be our next origin story. How about that?
I'm thinking of all up in the Kool-Aid, don't even know the flavor.
Sorry. Oh, yeah.
That's a different saying.
Yeah. Totally not the same one.
I was like, it's longer than that.
I mean, it's still, you know, the Kool-Aid, man. You're breaking down houses.
Oh, yeah.
Breaking down houses and shit.
Yeah. Love that guy.
I think you guys are going to like my origin stories. It's plural. So I love the thing that we're doing that we started with the Taco Bell, where it's try to guess it. And then David, you did it. So I'm going to do the same thing, but there's going to be multiple. So that the first half of it is going to be phrases, and where did they originate from?
I like that.
So I'm going to share it with you. You're going to try to guess. And then I've got dog names of the breed. Okay. So that's going to be kind of fun too. So we'll see what you guys can come. Mindy's going to be able to read it. So I'm going to have to smack her when she's reading.
Just looking at my things to ponder. My second one kind of ties with it.
It's
kind of like another little side note. Like, have you ever watched or listened or, you know, read something, watched it, whatever, listened something that where you either think that person is crazy, on drugs, or so brilliant it's beyond you?
I have the third one. happen all at work all the time. Because I think I'm highly intelligent. And then I hear some of these people at, you know, engineers and some of these people at work talk. And I'm like, I'm a tard.
I know.
Yeah, but have you ever listened to something that sounds incredibly smart, but also at the same time, you're like, he sounds a little out there.
Yeah. Your brother and I have had some conversations like that.
Mm. Okay. Mine is kind of stemmed from, I was listening to the latest Joe Rogan podcast with Terrence Howard. You want to listen to something that's, whoa.
Cuckoo.
I'm like, he's either psycho or brilliant or on drugs. I mean, there's a couple.
Or like all three.
Okay, so who is Terrence Howard? I don't know who that is.
He's an actor.
Picture up.
He was in, I mean, he's...
He's a light-skinned black man. He has colored eyes.
Was he in Hustle and Flow?
Yes.
Yeah. He's like more of a dramatic actor. Pretty good.
Terrence Howard.
Hustle and Flow is great.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that was such a great film. Okay, I know who you're talking about. He was in Monarch or whatever the name of that show was called.
Monarch. It's like a recent show.
Yeah, it was a show on, I don't know what it was on. Yep. Really? So he was talking some weird stuff, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he was talking about, he had like 6 or 7 different patents that he started. Like, he thinks about a lot of stuff. You're like, this is beyond me.
I should listen to that.
It's really interesting. I talked to Steph's brother, Sean, about it. And he said he's listened to it twice and still doesn't know half the stuff this dude's talking about. He's like, I had to re-listen.
That's interesting. That's a trip.
So that's what made me think of it. I don't know if you guys have ever had something like that. What about you guys?
Who's the guy that Ben Shapiro has on his podcast?
Jordan Peterson.
Yes, Jordan Peterson. My goodness, that guy is insanely intelligent.
Yeah, he's pretty wild.
I don't know where he gets half his stuff or where he comes up with it, but he's one of those where he'll talk and he's constantly, you can see the wheels turning, and the more he talks, the more things that this come out. I don't know where he gets it. He's just got this cool brain power.
Mm-hmm. He does. And I apologize if I'm a little distracted. Yeah, I realize that, and it doesn't matter because we're recording here on Riverside, but the Logic recording wasn't recording your audio. It was recording out of the camera microphone. So not so great. Let me think of, like, is Ted Nugent one of those guys? I mean, would you say he's one of those guys?
Who's Ted Nugent?
He's a singer.
That's what I thought.
Rock singer. He did the Cat Scratch Fever song.
Okay. What would make
him? But he's real. He's got like a lot of strong ideologies. He's very conservative. You know, he believes that, you know, when the whole Bud Light thing happened, he's shooting Bud Light. You know, he's that kind of guy. Is that the kind of thing you're talking about, or am I off base on that a little bit?
Well, like, okay, so Terrence Howard one was like, at first he was talking about his first memories when he was still in the womb of his mom.
Oh my God.
Well, it goes into that realm. And then all of a sudden he just flipped it into like this complete science conversation. That was so beyond something that I can comprehend. I wasn't sure if he was psycho, was crazy, or onto something. And just,
here's one. Yeah. Jim Carrey has gone that way a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a mad genius.
He's gotten into some crazy stuff with painting and all kinds of stuff.
Yeah. That's weird.
He's gone that way a little bit.
That's a great way of describing it, is mad genius. Cause that's how I see Jordan Peterson.
Yeah, I would
too.
Say, yeah, he is.
He's just like, he goes in these
crazy,
like, I guess you describe it, realms of, you know, places that I would have never thought about.
Yeah.
He's a psychologist. When I hear him talk, I can barely keep up with what he's saying. I'm like,
well, you do, but then you have moments where you're like,
oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But it's really got to sink in. He's one of those people. So good ones though, David. Those are good things to ponder right there for sure. I like it. Well, we've got my spouse then, huh?
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. I still have that stupid song in For Love Is, by the way. The one that sounds like it should be the murder song.
Yeah.
I think you need to switch them. This should be Love Is.
You're right. It could be that.
And then the other one should be My Spouse.
Yeah, the one making fun of it.
Yeah.
I'll switch them. Well, it's kind of, there's a kind of irony though. This one is a love song and we're really kind of talking shit when, yeah, when we talk about My Spouse. Was it My Spouse? Yeah, My Spouse. Yeah. All right, so My Spouse. I'll go first. I'm going to go back to the grocery store because this is where a lot of the My Spouse stuff happens.
Can't wait.
My Spouse buys whatever is currently a 2-for-1 buy. So we get new coffee every week, different salad dressing, whatever might be on the 2-for-1. That's what we're getting. No questions asked. We can't get our favorite anything. If it's 2-for-1, that's what we're getting at, nice, at Publix.
You can't beat buy one, get one.
My Spouse. We got 2-for-1 strawberries this week.
Oh, nice.
Big ones.
2-for-1 coffee, again, always happens. Bread, we usually get 2-for-1 bread.
He should be more thankful. I feed him.
No rebuttals.
No rebuttals.
My spouse always looks better dressed than I do when we go out.
That's almost like a compliment. Almost.
Yes. Not when he's the guy. Like, give me something.
Well, he is a pretty sharp dresser.
Mm-hmm.
He's pretty sharp.
Well, he spends 2 hours on his hair. You know?
Yeah, so, it's true. He also spends longer getting ready, My Spouse.
On the day-to-day, yeah.
Every day.
I love you through that, My Spouse. Spends longer getting ready, My Spouse.
Hashtag My Spouse.
Mindy?
My Spouse says to me, when we're cleaning the trailer, I cleaned the entire inside of the trailer and washed every bit of the linens to put it back together. And My Spouse says to me, would you like to scrub or rinse?
On the outside.
Can't rebuttal even. I can't even rebuttal even if it's a lie.
I will rinse.
My Spouse.
She offered. I'm sorry. I can't rebuttal.
No, you can't.
My Spouse will open something, a package, mail, food items, and wherever she opens it, that's where that trash stays.
Ah.
That's, yes, a good My Spouse.
It is. We were just talking about that, right? Not too long ago. And I said, I'm going to write that down. And I didn't. Good job, David.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's so much I can pick up from that and create a My Spouse from.
Write them down.
You know, like bras. And anything, whatever.
Well, she also does that with clothes, but I already said that one.
Yeah, you got to remember all of them, right? Like we were trying to pick a draft. I'm like, we're going to run out. But then Stephanie throws 6 out. And I'm like, I guess we're not going to run out.
Not yet.
I guess I just don't think, you know, like that when it comes to drafts. Stephanie, you do a great job of that. All right, well, here's the song that should be on Edward Scissorhands.
Doesn't that sound like a My Spouse? My Spouse.
Sounds like it. Like Danny Elfman created it or something.
For sure.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I'll go first since I did the My Spouse first. Love is commitment to the cause. You know, we've been diving into the podcasting game and really trying to push, you know, this whole thing. And, you know, she sits in front of me and she's editing all day long and I'm trying to make shorts and cut, you know, create clips and we're doing our thing. And I just really appreciate that. So.
Did you see the two we cut today on the Jason and Mindy? Those were my ideas.
Yeah, she did some fun ones.
I have to check them out.
Yeah.
I'm having fun.
I didn't send them to them. I sent it to, I sent it to the Badgers. But I'll send them to Stephanie so she can check them out.
Yeah.
It's just fun. Like the segment wasn't what it was, but we made it into something else, with one of them. But anyway,
it's very fun. Should I go?
Stephanie.
Love is, being the only guy that goes out with 5 girls. Still goes.
I wouldn't.
Most men wouldn't.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
That's why it's a love is.
You know what I would, though? I would hang out with David while he does it. That's probably what I would do that. I mean, why we've done that. I mean, I've done that. So if David goes, hey, I'm going out with you. Yeah, all right, I'll go with you. Yeah. I'll hang out with you. We'll sit there and sip some whiskey and just bullshit while you guys do your thing. Oh, the good old days.
Yeah. Love is, Jason never lets me worry. He always gives me a text when he's coming home late from a gig to let me know he's on his way home.
And boy, are they late. Oh my God. I mean, it's such a weird thing now. I mean, to be a guy that would get up early and then it's like a shift on the weekend where you got to go, all right, like I didn't leave for my gig till 7:30 or something like that at night. We didn't start playing till 10. Ooh. I'm done by 1. I'm leaving the gig by 2. It's an hour drive. It's like,
it's such a shift from what we've normally done. So wild. So
yeah.
So I worry. I'm like, if you fall asleep, better call me.
Yeah, it's a totally different life. Totally
he's
different life.
He's asleep. He can't call you.
Well, before. This is true.
Jeez, David.
If he's falling you're on a roll, asleep, you can.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You have to go.
Well, somebody shit themselves. Love is.
My dog.
Her getting up at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon from bed and then making us food for breakfast that I had not ate. And I've been up since 7:30.
Aw, that's pretty cool.
1 or 2 in the afternoon?
Yeah, on the weekends, we're out until, you know, sometimes 3. So then when we get home, I sleep until 1 on the weekends.
Wow.
I wish I could do it. I cannot.
Yeah.
So you live that life on the weekends too. So David, you go to bed at the same time as them and then you get up at what time?
Like 7:30 or 8.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I guess I kind of do the same though.
Yeah, that's same with us.
I got up at 8 on Sunday. 8:30, something like that. I cannot sleep.
That's actually
that time.
Sleeping in for us. 7 or 8, like, you know.
But I went to bed at 3. So.
Yeah.
Yikes. I had to mow the lawn.
I think when I was sick like 2 weeks ago was the only time that I slept past that time.
Yeah, I think he's up till 10, but I think he took like NyQuil, so.
Yeah. Mm. But I don't get up and make food for myself. Mm-mm. I'm not usually hungry anyways, but she gets up, she's like, you hungry? And then she makes the food and I've been up all day.
That's hilarious. That's love is.
Yeah.
That's what love is. That's what love is. Nope. That's what friends are for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See? Like,
what is he going for right there?
Misheard. Misheard lyrics. Oh, yes, I can, Mindy.
Oh, Lord.
She likes me to be smooth.
My spouse, here's another one. My spouse, I write something on the paper.
Can you turn the fan on? Sure.
I don't want everybody to know about it, but my spouse, it doesn't matter what it is, he cannot be quiet.
Yeah. Fans on.
Catch up the world. Drives me nuts. There's 2 today for you. How's that?
Yep, I can get the fan. Sure. Got it. That's it.
Thank you.
Boom.
It's hot here in Florida.
It's getting hot in here. All right, well, is it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's getting about 80 every day, so it's nice.
Nice.
That's pretty cool.
That's like perfect weather out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a good time right now. With the wind is still there.
Yeah, that's the thing. Oh, it's pretty windy right now in the afternoon.
I missed too bad, but...
Yeah, the wind's no good, man. I don't love the wind. I don't miss the wind. I don't miss wind. We get it and we're like, what's this? So surprising.
It's a hurricane. That's the only reason why you're getting wind.
It's the only time. All right, well, let's get into this because I think this is going to be fun.
Shield and Origin.
Oh, shit. Hang on. There's too much going on right there. There were 2 songs playing.
Yeah, what'd you do? You hit 2 buttons.
See... Are you guys still okay with the fact that we don't edit?
Yep.
You might need to on this one.
I'm not editing shit.
You have the one where it's like a pad of buttons and you just like the old 80s.
I do, but I still had the Love Is song playing underneath. And then when I raised the volume, it was still there. You know, because I had to turn the fan on. So it's messed me all up.
My spouse.
All right, let's get in.
An origin?
Origin stories.
Hey, I'd like to know the origin of that story.
Did you know that every story has an origin to it?
This one time I had an origin and it felt so good.
Origin stories.
These two are like two little boys.
It doesn't get old.
It never gets old. I love that.
Yeah. All right. Don't look at my screen. You look, keep your eyes low. Keep them at them.
They've been right here. I'm watching Stephanie and David.
All right. So Mindy can't play this game because she literally can look at the notes right in front of her. All right. So like I mentioned, these are phrases and they originated from somewhere. So I'm going to start to share this and see if you can guess.
I'm going to play along.
Okay.
I won't look over there at all. I'll be right here.
This term originated from the 2004 Saturday Night Live sketch of the same name, rather than the sketch being named after an existing phrase like most people probably assumed. This phrase was a character played by Rachel Dratch, is the ultimate party pooper who is even able to make a trip to Disney World a miserable experience.
Oh, what is that? What is that?
Rachel Dratch.
No clue.
I see her character. One. She's always like,
people will say, don't be a
Debbie Downer.
That's it.
Ah,
don't be a Debbie Downer.
Ah.
All right, next one. This phrase came from a movie starring Jack Nicholson and Morgan Freeman and was coined by screenwriter Justin Zackham in this 2007 film.
Morgan Freeman.
It's the one where they're trying to do their list before they die.
Bucket list.
Oh, the bucket list.
Is that what it is?
Yes, it is. Nice job. All right. This phrase originated when Justin Timberlake used the term in 2004 during his public statement about the Janet Jackson Nipplegate incident during the Super Bowl halftime show.
Nipplegate.
I didn't know.
No, it was a phrase he said. It was a...
Oh.
It
was like a...
Boob popped out. It was a...
It was a pasty?
Yeah, but what kind of...
It was like an accident. It was like a unknown... Yeah.
You're getting there.
Yeah, it was...
It was a tit accident.
No, it's a phrase. And
yep. It's a phrase we all use now. We all use it now.
A happy accident? A happy mistake? Accidental... Mm-hmm. Titty nope.
Happenstance? No. So it has to do with what you're wearing.
Clothing.
Yeah, there was a term that they called it. A wardrobe clothing. Malfunction.
That's it.
Yes.
I was going to give you the next
malfunction.
I was going to say that those happened before that incident.
That's what it called it.
Nope.
Never a wardrobe malfunction before that.
Well, they weren't called that before.
Yeah.
That's the key. All right. So this one you might not get, but it's I'll give you some clues along the way. Mindy probably saw it. This is the name for the hairstyle originated in 1994, thanks to a Beastie Boys song. It is a Beastie Boys song. While the hairstyle certainly existed before then, Oxford English Dictionary credits the Beasties for the name.
So the hairstyle?
It was popular.
Faux hawk.
Brass monkey.
It's a haircut.
So
people wore it, but it wasn't really called
faux
that.
Faux hawk?
And it was popular in... Pardon?
It's a good guess, man.
It was popular in the 80s and 90s, and then it died and people made fun of it. And now it's sort of popular again. Lesbians can wear this hairstyle.
Like a spiked hairstyle? Karen?
Karen, no.
The Karen.
And I apologize to lesbians. Not all lesbians wear this hairstyle.
And Karen, we feel so bad for you to have that name.
Theo Vaughn wears this hairstyle.
Oh, it's the one with the party in the back and the
A mullet?
Mullet? Yep. There you go.
He had a mullet in high school. But
I've never heard the song Mullet Head, though.
Me neither.
Oh. Dude. What? They gave Beastie Boys mullet head?
That was, it was never a thing, though. That happened in the 80s.
My brother had a mullet.
But it wasn't called a mullet until that song.
I don't think so, because I remember Cyrus.
The Virus.
No. No. Billy Bob Cyrus?
Yeah.
Fuck, no. Yeah, Billy Bob Thornton.
Billy Ray?
Ray Cyrus.
Billy Ray Cyrus.
Oh, Billy Ray.
I remember
he had one.
They used to make fun of him when I was a kid and said it was mullet.
Yeah, but when did his song come out?
Before Beastie Boys.
But it was 1994, he said.
Dude, I'm thinking of Blink 182. Yeah. Okay. Yep. Good.
Yep. So there it is. All right, so next one. This phrase came from The Simpsons in a 1995 episode, Krusty the Clown. Dope! Krusty the Clown says, let's just say it moved me to a bigger house. Oops, I said the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud. The phrase changed and gained popularity on Twitter, and then it gained popularity, and then it transformed into what it is now in the 2010s.
It's a saying?
Yep.
Did I do that?
Inner monologue.
So it comes from this. I said the loud part quiet and the quiet part loud.
I just say what everybody's thinking?
Nope.
Oh, that's me.
I say that.
It got shortened a bit. And it's a pretty popular saying. People say it. I mean, I've heard it.
I don't know. I'm not.
Well, I'll give this one to you. Saying the quiet part out loud.
Oh, okay.
Came from the Simpsons. Hmm. All right, we're getting into dogs now.
Okay.
Okay.
I look or not look?
Oof. You can't look down? Unless you want to. If you want to play the game.
Okay, I'll look down. I want to.
All right. So these are names of dog breeds. This name, which goes back to the 1600s, old dog, is a direct reference to the breed's low slung appearance. BAS, which means low.
The wiener dog.
Dachshund.
Oh, Dachshund. Yeah, I think you got it. No. That's not it. Oh, okay.
It means low in French, and the et part is a diminutive. So this dog name basically means low little dog.
The Scotty?
You guys were close. So Bass means low.
Basset Hound.
Basset Hound. Correct.
Okay.
This one will be a little bit tough. In the Middle Ages, butchers in this German city used these dogs as guard dogs. This powerful, large breed became known for this city and named after it.
Rottweiler.
Correct. Mm. I thought that would be harder. Good job.
Thanks.
Nice job.
I was thinking German Shepherd. But...
All right. This dog breed originated in the 1800s, the term for it. As a derivative of two different names that are both variations of Eskimo dogs.
Husky.
Correct.
Siberian Husky.
Nice job. This dog's name is a nonsense word, a pidgin English word that once was used to refer to all knickknacks and goods from China. The Chinese call this large and fuzzy dog
Sharpei?
Large and fuzzy dog. Song Shi Quan, which means puffy lion dog.
Chow Mein?
Did you say Chow Mein?
Chow Chow?
It's a Chow Chow. That's what I meant to say.
Chow Mein. Chow Mein. It's noodles. It's a noodle dog.
We knew what you meant.
A noodle dog. It's good.
Is it just Chow Chow?
It's a chow chow.
It's the wine. I haven't had a while. I haven't had any in a while.
Oh my God.
She's strong.
He just looked at her like.
Did you see Chow Mein?
My spouse.
just kick me out of the bunch.
Bitch, did you say Chow Mein?
Wasn't that one of your picks too, Stephanie?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
One of those.
Oh, the low dog was Lomane.
Mm-hmm.
Ding, ding. All right, last one. This small dog breed comes from the Chinese name for these dogs, which translates to little lion. Though they don't look like lions, they were depicted as lions in Chinese paintings. Nice, man. I didn't even finish. Good job. They were depicted as lions in Chinese paintings and sculptures, apparently.
This dog, when they made it a Shih Tzu and a bulldog,
called it bullshit.
Ding ding. I need sound effects for this shit.
Ding, 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 ding. What do we got for her, Johnny?
Totally need sound effects. All right, well, I guess we'll get into the draft, right? I mean, we got it. That's all we got on the list. Unless you want to play Would You Rather, I do have some Would You Rather if you'd like to play it.
I have two Urban Dictionaries I forgot about.
Ooh. Herba.
Yes.
Isn't it the same as? No.
Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it is.
No, that's
That's your driving etiquette.
But that's okay. It works.
I remember it being used for the Herman Hibben Harry.
It's got a lot of
purposes.
Maybe
we did. Maybe because
it's multi-purposed.
Mm-hmm. It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's used for a lot of things.
Herman Hibben had.
Okay. What is a himbo?
Mm.
H-I-M-B-O, himbo.
Mm.
All the kids are saying it.
Are they?
Really?
Apparently. I listened to a podcast and they used it a couple times and I was like, what is this? So I looked it up.
A himbo.
Mm.
I'm going to say it's kind of like a term for saying he's broke without saying it.
Mm.
Himbo.
Don't date him, girl. He's a himbo.
Himbo.
All right, I got one. That's a very flexible man that can bend so far backwards that he could put his own head in his keister.
You used to be able to do that, yoga man.
Yeah, so he walks around with his head up his ass.
Okay. A himbo?
My himbo.
Same thing, but it's where he can suck his own.
Wow. Nope. You already got that one. You got to think of something else.
It's the opposite way.
The opposite direction.
No piggyback.
He took a rib off. I got him.
Himbo, David.
It's a guy that's also your beau. Your boo? Yeah, whatever.
Okay.
That's that.
All right.
Wah, 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 wah.
A himbo is an attractive but unintelligent man. It's like a bimbo is a girl and a himbo is a guy.
Oh.
Dang.
Bimbo. Cool.
Yeah. It's like, I think you're pretty. Don't talk.
She does that to me all the time.
Really good.
I say something and she goes, you're pretty.
Well, he got really mad at me when I said it to him, so I didn't again. But yeah, there's some guys at work. I'm like, you just sound better when you don't talk.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, David whips out his stem when you say that. You get the pun there? That was a good pun there, David.
No, I got
it. I would have expected you to laugh. He has a STEM degree. He's smart.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
All right.
No, he fell.
Oh, I thought you meant his...
That's your time, mother.
I thought you were talking about his member.
That was the... what do they call those? A double entendre? Is that what that would be? Or is
double
it...
entendre.
Is
it
a pun? Yes, sure. Double.
Okay. What is a blue waffle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God.
If you know, don't say it, David.
I don't know it exactly. I just know it's not good.
It's not good. God,
shut up.
Sorry.
Yeah. It has something to do with
I'll go first. Can I go first?
Mm-hmm.
Please.
Okay. It's when a girl goes into some very cold water for like the ice plunge. And freezes her vagina. A blue waffle.
Okay. Yikes. That's crazy. Mindy, you got anything?
I think it is something that has to do with obviously the vajayjay, but the flaps of the vajayjay, for lack of better words. And it got diseased somehow.
Too much. Too much.
Out of all the out of Urban Dictionary, Mindy's being too much.
Too much. Well, I think it's just a common household sponge.
A blue waffle. So funny. So because David and you, Jason, always guess the grossest things, yeah, I finally brought you a gross one. Oh, and again, shit. Mindy gets it. It's a term for a vaginal infection that can actually turn your vagina certain colors from the infection.
Ooh.
And yeah,
it's like blue cottage cheese. Just blue waffle.
It's like blue and green, and God, it's nasty
color. So you knew that?
Yeah. Well, I think. Shut up! Like I had it. Or
no,
something?
I just I just wouldn't expect you to know that. Like,
well, because I thought we had did this maybe like
we've never heard it before.
I have never heard it.
Maybe I did it with Bob and
you did it with it. Bob?
No.
You know, on the podcast, Jason, sorry.
Whoa. Hey, we don't judge, man. Whatever you're
so doing. Much being revealed on this
sorry,
show.
Sorry, Bobby V. No. When it was Rhea's comedy podcast.
Yeah. Okay.
I had never heard the term, and a nurse friend of ours, Nancy, somebody said it, and I was like, what's that? What's that? And anytime I hear a weird term that I don't know, I try to collect it for Urban Dictionary. Yeah. And she was like, oh, yeah, it's kind of a slang term. But she's like, oh, yeah, blue waffle. It's when you got a bad situation.
Oof. Yeah. I used to do.
So it's not a frozen pussy.
Gross segments on Rhea's comedy. Yeah.
Yeah. Right. Gonorrhea ball or
Jolly Rancher.
Yes. The Jolly Rancher that wasn't.
Yeah.
So gross. Well, thank you for that. That was exciting. I was thinking though, I really was like thinking like a vaginal blue cheese dressing, but I didn't want to go there. I figured I'd go cleaner with like household sponges.
The one
that's kind of a blue waffle.
Said a blue cheese.
Right. All right. Well, let's get into the draft. Who do you think won?
Oh, man, I haven't even looked. What it was it Asian food last time?
Mm-hmm.
I won.
Yeah, we got the list.
I won because I had sushi. Winner, David Odell.
Yeah, maybe.
You know, it would really suck if you did win, David. It would suck because nobody else has won. So hopefully that changes, but we'll find out.
We voted you win.
Yeah, it's not a fair win. We'll find out right now.
Okay.
All right, so let's go through the list before we get into who actually won. So what we picked last week was Best Asian Food, and David picked sushi, teppanyaki steak, and egg roll. Mindy picked pad thai, pad see ew, and pho. And I picked yellow curry, beef, and broccoli teriyaki chicken. I thought orange chicken would get all the votes. But Stephanie picked orange chicken, chow mein, and kung pao. So the results are in.
Dog? That's weird.
You picked a dog? Gross. Chow mein. That's disgusting.
Chow mein?
The results are in, and let's go over them. Where's my thing?
Where's what thing?
The results are being sent in.
Can you turn the fan on?
Exactly.
Hand me my notebook. You can't even write that because the notebook was over there.
No, he's just like, hand me my thing.
Can you give me another beer? All right. So here's how it went. I got one vote.
You didn't win.
Stephanie got zero votes. Mindy got zero votes.
Not surprised.
David got three votes.
Who is voting?
I don't know, but I'm kidding.
I don't get it.
Cleaning up. Number one pick.
Because he gets the number one pick every time. That's how he keeps winning.
Yeah.
It's a stupid, stupid rigged game.
I told everybody though last week with this Asian food one, first pick was going to take it.
I called it. We all didn't post it either. You posted it. I posted it. Stephanie posted it. And did you, David, anywhere?
I don't think so.
You shouldn't have won.
Winner.
I think so, we should change the game. I don't think winner gets to go first.
Yeah, I was thinking we would do it. I don't know how the best way to do it. Yeah, because we got to change it up. If he keeps winning, it's not fair. No,
how is that not fair?
It is fair.
If it was Stephanie, you or I winning, we would all be wanting to be.
You know, you poke me one more time.
I think we should just always go clockwise.
No, I think the person that won gets the advantage.
Right, just be pretty. And I think we should, Mindy goes first, and then Jason goes first, then I go first. And what's the if point of David winning? Still, because you won, okay?
I'm with David. I like to win, and I want to go first. And I'm not a winner, I'm a loser.
But
there's a big thing to be said about the number one pick.
It's true.
That's why you win. So you get the number one pick.
Who was the number one pick in our football draft? Who had the number one pick in our football draft last year?
It was probably David.
Did you have the number one draft pick in our football draft last year?
Oh, no, I wasn't. I was like, wait.
I don't think you did.
Was I third? Maybe I was.
David's usually the first pick.
Well, we're going to keep going. We're going to keep going with the way that we were going, but I do want to share Carol Chappell's picks because she did her thing. There was a couple of other people that were like, my pick is, and then they made their own list. They didn't even pick anybody. So I had two people that picked their own thing.
One of them was Fawn.
Yeah. All right. So Carol Chappell said she would put on her list Tom Yum Soup.
Love that.
She'd do chicken satay. Ooh. And a masaman curry.
I've never had masaman.
I think Jason said he likes cream of some young guy.
I've had that. It's pretty good.
What?
I've had it.
Tom
Yum
Guy. No. It's really good soup.
cream of Tom Yum Guy.
Yeah, it's good.
Yeah, you like
salty.
That?
It's good. Salty, but it's good. Okay.
I was like, do you know what you're saying?
He's old now. All right. Well,
I got that a little late. Sorry.
All right. So let's get into the draft. So what we're going to pick this time is.
I got to write it down. It is.
Now, are we going deserted island?
Yeah, that's what I put.
Yeah.
So
desert island, but deserted island.
Deserted island. Three items.
Three items.
Yeah. What would you want there with you?
Oh, yep. You're being sent there. What three things can you bring, right?
Or that, if you want to look at that way, or you're trapped on an island and you have three things, what would you want them to be?
Okay. So it goes David and snakes to Stephanie this time.
And then to me. Yep.
Mm-hmm. Okay. David? So number one pick. I'm going to go sword.
Okay. Sword.
David is sword.
Shaiba.
I'm going to pick a genie lamp.
Genie.
What?
Oh, what?
Okay.
Okay. We're going based in reality, right? Okay. Yes. And a long spear.
She's going spear.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Long spear.
It's got to be long.
It's got to be long because I'm going to break it in
half. A long spear.
Can't be a short spear.
No. If you have this F sword, you can make a spear out of the trees.
All right.
Cool story, bro.
Go, Jason.
That's great. All right. Sorry, that was funny. I'm going to go with flint.
You sucker.
That was on my list. Good job.
Now I get to go twice, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. So I am going to take a solar light.
Ooh, smart.
Nice.
All right.
And then I am going to bring, I think, an axe.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a bad one. Okay. Not a bad one. A hatchet?
To use my flint, I'm going to go machete.
Ooh, I was wondering if that one was going to go.
Spell that. Machete?
Machete.
Machete. Machete.
However, Mindyism comes to her brain.
She's been pretty good at the spelling, though. She's been writing all these down like that. Yeah, you nailed it. Nice job. I would have butchered
it. I can spell it. I just can't speak it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. The best way I could put this to be, I guess, understood is a metal skewer.
Wow, you just want spears in different sizes.
What was that?
That was a, oh. That's her weird. That's her weird. Like she really laughed.
Yeah. If I'm caught off guard and I laugh really hard, it's like a huh.
It was terrible. All right, wait. Now let me get this straight. So, I mean, you want a long spear and a metal what?
It's just a little smaller spear.
A skewer. So when I kill fish with my spear, I can rotisserie them on the fire.
To fry fish.
Well, you can't use wood. I guess if you soaked it.
Two but. Fucking spears. I love it. It's fantastic.
Oh, shit.
David?
I'm going to go first aid kit.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. In case you get a boo-boo.
Yeah. Hey, in case you had an infection. You never know. Mm-hmm. And then, ooh. What can I bring? All right. I think I'm going to go. Shoot. Pot.
Like what?
Some kind of a pot to boil water.
Sure.
That kind of pot.
I was like, you're going to bring pot? I mean, I guess you could grow it.
Might as well enjoy yourself while you're there.
A pot?
Yeah, like a, you know, a Dutch oven, a pot, something to boil water.
Dutch oven.
I'll show you a Dutch oven.
Something to boil water so you don't get sick.
Can you do that tonight?
This is the best draft ever.
To me?
Yeah. No, Stephanie.
Stephanie. Yeah.
I want a really small, skinny knife.
She wants a toothpick.
She wants a really small.
She's kidding. She's kidding.
It's a Russian doll like spear collection.
It's a Russian doll spear collection. I love it. The last one's a toothpick.
Just stack.
Oh, I had mine in that. Y'all made me forgot it.
Forgot it?
Tiny.
Oh, God.
I know what it was. I want a gallon of SPF.
Oh, yeah, that's smart.
That's very specific.
Yeah, well, a large size SPF.
You know you don't need that, right?
Why?
You just cover yourself with mud.
Okay, G.I. Joe.
I'm serious. You cover yourself with mud so you don't get burnt.
Okay, Commando, chill out here.
It's my turn yet or yours?
It's fine.
Damn it.
I'm going to go because I already got, like, I got my flint to make, and my chitti to make fire. I just need some entertainment. So I'm gonna bring with me a guitar.
Nice.
Guitar. Oh, that's
just going to round out my life.
Just yeah, I like that.
Playing to nobody. But Wilson. That's
right. I want a volleyball.
All right, Mindy.
I am gonna go with a tent.
Damn.
I want to be set up.
Yeah, one of mine that I thought about was a plastic tarp so you can kind of makeshift a tent.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Can I change SPF?
Can you change SPF?
Yeah.
Like what, you want 50 or 100?
No, I want something else.
No, it's too late.
Can we do four things? It's too late.
You got a skinny metal
you got skewer. A Russian spear. Russian doll spear collection.
You got a long spear and you got a gallon. Large size SPF.
Oh, man.
You know, it would be funny if that shit wins.
Oh, yeah. Hilarious.
Do you want four things?
Should we do four?
If you want, sure.
Let's do four.
All right. That's fine.
Doesn't so want Mindy. To end it with.
It's back to me then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Though, shit, since I got a tent, I'm putting a sleeping bag in that bitch.
Sleeping bag.
Okay. Sleeping bag.
Yeah, it's a desert.
It's not island. A tropical island. She's in Alaska.
Apparently.
Hey, I hate being cold, period.
Oh God, I didn't think about a fourth.
How about that one?
Hmm. That's pretty good. Yeah. I'm gonna go with rope. I got some help on the draft.
Yeah.
Just gonna end it earlier.
You could just make a rope out of palm tree leaves. That's a great story, dude. What did you say? What was it? What was it?
Cool story, bro.
Just gonna end it soon. Yeah. You're just gonna cool Robin Williams yourself, or
ooh,
that's an option.
If you got a rope,
if need be.
All right.
Do anything for food, Jason? How are you gonna catch food?
He has a machete.
Oh, okay, he has a machete.
He's okay.
Yeah, no one's gonna see you coming with that.
Squirrels. I mean, I'll just frogs. Whatever I can get my hands on.
My fourth is it's a German Shepherd.
Dog.
Yeah, because he can help me hunt and protect me, yeah, and give me partnership.
For 9 years.
Yeah, I want a baby wolf.
It'll end up eating you.
Right?
Not if you've got a bunch of spears, though. You might win.
David, what's your favorite? You got a whole list over there.
I'm going to go with my plastic tarp I mentioned.
Oh, okay, yeah.
My plastic or tarp, whatever you want to call it.
A tarp.
We'll tarp. Yeah, because, you know, I don't remember what I saw, but it was something where you can, like, use the condensation from it to get water.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, oh, that's kind of cool.
I'd like a Brita. Can we do five? I'd like a Brita.
What are you going to put in there? What if it's desert?
Rainwater. Just kidding. We're not doing five, but
urine
would have been a good one. Yeah, my urine.
Oh, actually, I'm going to change mine to Suavecito. Got to make sure my hair is good.
My spouse.
Kidding.
Dude, what would you do without it? What would you
do? Very curly.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, he rocked the curly on the Honey Badger podcast.
I did.
Yeah.
A little thing right here.
This little Superman thing. Yeah, get
that was pretty cool. All right, let's recap the draft here. Stephanie Spears. I'm just kidding.
Paul Spears.
All right, David's got a sword, a first aid kit, a Dutch oven that's provided by Stephanie, and a tarp. Stephanie is getting a long spear, a less long metal spear.
A skewer.
And a skewer.
And Brittany.
A gallon of SPF.
No, a gallon
Brittany
large
Spears.
SPF.
Gallon large. I don't even know if I'll be able to find a picture of that. And then a German Shepherd or a wolf. We going with wolf or German?
German Shepherd, less wild.
Okay, German
it's
Shepherd.
A cool I'm going German with... Shepherd named Britney Spears.
That's why I have four Spears.
Just bring it all together, right?
It all ties together.
Tied together. Speaking of tying it together, I'm going to have some rope. I'm going to bring a guitar. I'm going to bring a machete and flint. Mindy's got a solar light. An axe. She's going to ask you a question. she's going to bring a tent and a sleeping bag because she's cold near the equator.
That is not the rules.
On the tropical island.
But he said it was tropical. It was a deserted island.
We
did not say that.
We just said deserted. But it's like a lost island. Most of those are where the tropical areas are.
That's a great point.
So that SPF is going to
come in handy. I mean, hopefully it'll last longer than the German Shepherd.
Well, you just put mud on, so.
Cool story, bro.
It was a good draft. I like that.
That was a good draft. Mm-hmm. Some good moments. All right, well, that's it for the show. And David, I have your cheers in here, okay? I remembered, but it's going to come after I say all this BS.
Okay.
That concludes the Difference Between Us podcast. Please like and subscribe to our YouTube channel and visit LowTreeStudios.com for more great podcasts. We're going to stick around and chat a little bit afterwards, but we'll see you guys next week. David, take away the cheers. I need to pour something. Hang on. All right. I got a sip.
Mm-hmm. You got a sip? All right.
I have a sip.
Here's to panties. Not the best thing in the world, but close to it.
Hey. Cheers to you guys.
Cheers.
I should have read a story that I had about a Japanese guy that got arrested for stealing underwear. He said panties, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Isn't that weird? Isn't that weird? Isn't that a weird thing? Just stealing underwear? Like, well, that's a weird, I mean, people have weird fetishes, but.
Yeah, it's a little strange.
There's a mail order thing where you men or maybe women purchase used underwear from people. And so I could be like a provider of underwear.
Jason, your face is fantastic right now.
Yeah, there's like all these different categories.
You look so disgusted.
From. Yeah, dirty underwear, clean underwear, Skid Row underwear.
You've got to be kidding me.
Swear to God.
Well, cheers to underwear. Talk to you guys next week.
See y'all next week.